Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Welcome, everybody. It's the end of the week here on Political Coffee, and you know what that means. It means it's Freedom Friday, where I, as your humble radio talk show host, give you the freedom to call and talk about anything. Call or write me an email, by the way. You can talk about anything you want to talk about politically today. Does not have to be what's on my plate, but whatever you want to get off your chest, whatever's burning in your soul you want to talk about, this is your day. So give us a call, 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Or send me an email to jeff at 1220.am. All righty. Let's do this. Let me ask you this question. When I say no blood, no foul, what does that mean to you? Some of you are probably scratching your head. Really? No blood, no foul. Can you get justice as a citizen of Oregon, being governed by an Oregon Constitution and a U.S. Constitution, can you get justice when government harms you? Now, you would think so, right? But Senator Dennis Lithicum, who will be at the Gathering of the Eagles tomorrow at the Ames Ranch outside of Jefferson, I encourage you to go to OregonLibertyCoalition.com, OregonLibertyCoalition.com. Please register. It's a free event. Starts at 10 o'clock. There's grassroots training and politics and social media, and then awards and speeches from 1 to 3, awards of the magnificent 11 Oregon Senate Republicans who walked out for 9 days. Timber Unity will be there, Oregonians for Medical Freedom, which were the Moms Against Vaccinations, Oregon Firearms Federation, those of you who believe strongly in the Second Amendment, and by the way, there's a story, I'll get into that today, too, about Kate Brown's inaction on something that you would think she would just be all over. But it's more smoke and mirrors from Kate Brown. All talk and no action. And it's an interesting thing relating to not guns, but you could draw the parallel to guns. Anyway, Oregon Firearms Federation is going to be there. The Old Believer community, these are the Russians and the Slavics who, for the first time ever in Oregon, have woke up to politics. Your opportunity to come to the Gathering of the Eagles / Rally Round the Flag. It is a combined event. We're in our 10th year as the Gathering of the Eagles. We remember Ames Curtwright, the founder of the event, who passed away suddenly. We're giving out awards. We're celebrating, more importantly, a political win in Oregon. Come and celebrate with us, but also let's build on the momentum. Seriously, let's build on the momentum that we got in this state that has led to at least partially the Kate Brown recall efforts. Oregon Republican Party Chairman Bill Currier will be there. I don't know if Michael Cross is going to be there from Fleshtown Kate Brown. I hope he is. Anyway, they're all going to be there because Monday is turn-in day for all of the recall petitions. Go to katebrownrecall.com. You maybe have time to print off and put it in the mail. If you do not, you should come to the Gathering of the Eagles. It's a free event. You do need to register. You see the agenda online, but we do want you to register. It is from 10 to 3 tomorrow. So why don't you do that? Go to OregonLibertyCoalition.com, OregonLibertyCoalition.com. So what do you do when government harms you? I mean, literally harms you. How do you get justice? Especially if the courts in Oregon say, well, no blood, no foul. How does that work? How is that justice? in our constitutional republic. And how do we fix that in the long term? I'm going to get into a story about that because it really relates to, Senator Dennis Lithicum is a brilliant thinker. And I'm glad, so glad he's in the Oregon Senate. He's going to be there tomorrow, again, at the Gathering of the Eagles. In his newsletter, for those of you who've seen it, there is a powerfully disturbing story of how government got caught red-handed hurting people. And they were sued over it. Now, what he doesn't say, but what is the onus behind it, they knew they were going to lose in court, folks. So what did government do? Government changed the rules. Just changed the rules. Said, well, okay, we're going to lose, so we're going to change the rules. And since we changed the rules, we're gonna do away with most of the harm. And the Oregon Court of Appeals said, no blood, no foul. Said, okay, there's no harm here, so yeah, we're just going to let it go. Yet people are still damaged. People were damaged, and I mean a bunch of them. Cost them a lot of money. Has to do with water rights. Has to do with water you're pumping out of your well. This is a bureaucracy run amok. It is the land of Kate. Now, folks, I wrote a poem about the land of Kate. And I was going to shoot it as a video and put it up on the internet. Just prior to the election. And I didn't for a number of reasons. But I am seriously thinking about doing it. And I'm seriously thinking about having a segment of this show called The Land of Kate. Because this bureaucracy run amok is nothing new here, okay? I mean, under Kate's watch as Secretary of State and under Governor John Kitzhaber, we have that marvelous experience of Cover Oregon. Remember that? The $305 million of taxpayer money that State of Oregon spent to come up with a website for Obamacare, to sign up people. And not a single person was signed up from it. $305 million. That's the kind of thing that happens under the land of Kate. Oh, and then in the land of Kate. And now we know, I mean, this is just one of many things. You know, the transparency business, all of that. More things from the land of Kate. So where do you go? If you can't go, to the Oregon courts and get any justice for government having hurt you under the law, because they get to change the rules. It's like changing a horse in the middle of a stream, right? I mean, imagine if you're playing in the NFL, or maybe the NBA right now, irrespective of where you're in China or not. All of a sudden, you decide to change the rules in the middle of the game. How's that fair to anybody? How's that fair to how the game proceeded prior to the rule change in the middle of the game? Everybody knows you can't do that. Now, the purpose of this show, as you know, friends, is to talk about the political issues of the day in a manner that allows you to persuade the persuadables. And we do that by asking interesting questions that you can ask, such as fairness. You know, the left always loves to talk about how fair things have to be, and government has to make things fair, right? You know, we have pay equity laws. We have racial discrimination laws, and now transgender discrimination laws being argued before the U.S. Supreme Court, right? We got all this stuff going on because government has to make things fair. Because we, the people, are so evil. That's the way the leftists, the totalitarian, regressive Marxists think about you. Well, okay. So let's put the shoe on the other foot. How is it fair if government harms you? Let's say government says that you can't, let's say your city of Salem. and you as a homeowner, or maybe you're a business owner, you decide that you want to add on to your business, or maybe add on to your home. And the city says, okay, but you got to do this, this, and this. And the law doesn't really say they can do that, that, and that. And it costs you, in fact, maybe it takes your private property. Maybe it imposes something on you that is an irrational, impractical, bad harm. Maybe they just outright want to take your property, take the use of your property. What do you do? Well, you go to the court. It's really all you can do. I mean, you try to go to your elected leaders, but, you know, City of Salem, they've elected a bunch of leftists. Not all, but most of them. And so, they're not going to help you. They're not going to fight the bureaucracy. They're going to keep making bad decisions. They're going to back up the bureaucracy, just like in the land of Kate, like Kate does. So, what do? You sue. And you get in front of a judge, maybe the city of Salem, and all of a sudden, city of Salem realizes they're going to lose because they've gone way over the line. And then the city of Salem just says, okay, let's just change the rules. You've been harmed. You haven't been able to do what you wanted to do. And they change the rules. And then the judge says, okay, no blood, no foul. Nope, the rules don't apply anymore. So it's okay. You haven't been harmed. Oh, yes, you have been. You had to hire lawyers. You had to engage in a lawsuit. You had to take all this time. Maybe you lost the use of your land, or you just couldn't do what you wanted to do. You've been harmed, maybe economically, but certainly ideologically you've been harmed in the role of government versus your inalienable rights, limited government rules set forth in the Constitution. You've been harmed. And the courts say, yeah, you really haven't, so it's okay. How is that fair? Think about it. How is it fair? If you want to use these arguments, use the fairness argument. Now, the story I just told you is real from Dennis Lethicum's newsletter, but it is not new. The Dolan decision before the U.S. Supreme Court came out of a hardware store in, I believe, Beaverton, Oregon, where they wanted to expand their hardware store to make it bigger. And guess what? City of Beaverton said, well, okay, but you're going to have to give us a bunch of your property for a trail along a stream. And they said, no, we're not going to do that. And they took it all. They fought it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and they won. But what happens, what would have happened if the court had said, no blood, no foul? How is that fair? More of this. Friday. What do you think? We'll talk to Glenn in a moment. Glenn, hang on through the break. 6:20.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. This Freedom Friday. You can call and talk about anything you want to talk about in just a minute. We're going to chat with Glenn. Or you can send me an email to jeff@1220.am. Got an email from my friend Lee. It says, Madam Secretary, says, have you watched the show, Madam Secretary? No, I haven't. He goes on to say, in this leftist bash, the right trend that Hollywood films do, I am amazed at every episode with the positive, hope-filled speeches and comparison to current events in this show. Interesting it is. Now, I don't know if he's being tongue-in-cheek here, sarcastic, because I don't watch the show. Maybe some of you do, but if he's right about positive, hope-filled speeches and comparison to current events, Maybe some in Hollyweird, as I call them, have figured out, you know, there's a whole lot of America out there, like half of the country, that is maybe looking for something different than the crap they've been putting out. You think? Maybe they figured out, maybe we should appeal to some of those people. Now, if Lee's serious about this, and Lee, I hope you are, but, I mean, I know Lee, I know how conservative he is. If you're serious about this, that would tell me that Hollywood is figuring out they're purposefully ticking off half of the country. So maybe that's not a good business idea, you think? Go to Glenn, who's on the line. Glenn, good morning. What's on your mind on Freedom Friday? Welcome.
Yeah, Jeff. I have some information for you that's pretty obviously very damaging to Oregon citizens. And I think I mentioned to you in the last call, I had a vehicle break-in, identity theft, right, and assault, and so on within the last 5 months. Now, what I'm wanting to say is I went to the hearing in August, and this Gabriel guy, State of Oregon, versus this Gabriel fellow, he didn't show up to the court hearing. Well, I got to thinking, I was there 2 hours. And this Gabriel fella, she never even called his name. She did not get to his name and looked in the courtroom and saw me there by myself. And I was a victim. Well, then she ordered the warrant for his arrest, $10,000 bond and $400,000 bail. And then they called for another hearing just last Wednesday. He does, Gabriel does not show up. I said, Judge, you never called his name. What is it about this individual that you have avoided calling his name like all the other people in this courtroom? I sat here 2 hours. Well, Jeff, I don't think he's from this country. They've got to say
that. That was my question, Glenn. What was the judge's response?
The judge said, I have done my job. I can't do anything more for you. You claim damages. The doctors want to do MRIs and look at this deeper, but I want compensation. And he's not there to answer for his crime.
And you think it is probably because he is an illegal alien and the judge feels like she's constrained because of the laws making Oregon a sanctuary state, in essence protecting a criminal like this.
But Jeff, how does she have that authority to change the law against, which then denies me my civil rights? Because if he doesn't appear, they don't have to produce evidence and the photographs of the injuries until there's a true hearing.
Okay,
that
so what's the district
federal
attorney
right
say? What's the district
and
attorney
state right
say? Is the DA supporting you in this, and what are they doing?
The DA is kind of sitting there open-eyed and looking at me. She's shocked I was in the courtroom twice.
Well, look, good and for you. You're doing the right thing. You're standing your ground. If the judge doesn't give you justice, if the DA is not going to give you justice, you have one recourse. You find a lawyer that will work on contingency basis, and you file a federal civil rights lawsuit against this person.
Yes, but Jeff,
and the state,
we shouldn't have to go there.
You're right, Glenn. You are so right. And the reason that we are is because we live in the land of Kate. This is Kate's legacy.
Who directed that judge to avoid reading his name in the courtroom?
Good question. Probably nobody directed the judge to not do it. It's probably considered to be, well, it would be racist if you did. because they might be a Hispanic name and they might be here illegally. And don't we know that we love those people and we've passed laws to protect them because they're only here to get a better life and they don't hurt anybody, but they've hurt you. Where's your justice?
Listen, Jeff, you know, just like I, there's a lot of good ones and there's a lot of bad ones.
But if the rule of law, and Glenn, I want to thank you. I got to let you go. If the rule of law means anything, everybody, nobody's above the law. Don't you hear Nancy Pelosi say that? Now, why would she say that all the time? Because she knows it's something that everybody gets. They understand it. It's basic to human interactions. But yet, for political reasons, again, this is something you can use in persuasive argument with others. You know, I was listening to Jeff Krupp's radio show, Political Coffee, the other day. It was Freedom Friday. One of his listeners called in and told this story. And he told a story about how the judge won't give him justice because he was hit by somebody, apparently with a Hispanic surname, won't even read the person's name in court. Guy doesn't show up. Nothing happens. DA's not pursuing it, really. Nothing happens. How is that fair to this guy? Are there two systems of justice? It's one thing to have sanctuary laws, you can say. It's really quite another when somebody who is here protected by sanctuary laws, apparently, in this case, gets special treatment from a judge, even though he's harmed an American citizen. How is that justice? Wouldn't that kind of get people to thinking? I think it would. Stand your ground, folks. Glenn is, will you come and join us tomorrow? Gathering of the Eagles with OregonLibertyCoalition.com. Sign up. It's free. I'll be back.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. It is Friday. That's Freedom Friday, where I, your humble, very humble, radio talk show host, extend to you the liberty, the freedom to call and talk about anything political you want to talk about today. It's easy. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. And I got a couple of great emails I want to read. I've also got people on the phones. So hang tight because I got to do this first. You know, I buy CBD oil products because they work for me. I'm quite serious. I took CBD oil last night, little half a dropper full under my tongue before I went to bed. And every time I do that, I sleep really well. And I did last night. You know, CBD can help you do, maybe deal with many things. I buy CBD oil products, including cream, which I give to my mom, which helps her with her arthritis. And I buy it from Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care down in South Commercial, South Salem, right next to Safeway. They also have a great website called vimsalem.com. Go check it out. Vim Salem, vimsalem.com. We sell Canna Shield. Canna Shield is the brand of CBD oil products that are sourced from Oregon. It doesn't come from China, which has all kinds of garbage, or frankly from other states or other countries that don't have our high standards that we do in Oregon. So you can be assured when you're buying Canna Shield product, it's the best. It's made right here in Oregon. Why don't you support a local business? If you're going to buy CBD products, buy it from somebody who is sharing your principles and values and sourcing their products right here, creating jobs in Oregon. Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. So, the James wrote me an email about the California blackouts. Crucial quote. Quote, we faced a choice between hardship or safety, and we choose safety. And James writes, and this was a utility company that made this decision. Imagine what happens when governments decide something so drastic. Folks, PG&E in California, you haven't heard this, has cut off power since Wednesday to over 800,000 customers. How would you like to be one of those people? All because, well, one of their power lines sparked a big fire last year that it caused some people to die. They're in bankruptcy now because of lawsuits. So what's their answer? Well, we'll just cut off the power and we won't get sued. This is sort of like what we're talking about with Senator Dennis Lithicum's newsletter, where PG&E is a private company. I get that. But they're a utility. They're regulated by the government. They just say, okay, we'll just change the rules. You see, it costs you money to site. Believe me, I know. Because right now I'm establishing a new home site, folks. It costed me a lot of money with the power company. I'm paying money. And they just arbitrarily say, okay, well, to limit our exposure, we're just going to stop the power to you. How is that fulfilling their legal contractual obligation to me to deliver me power? That's just like government. Oregon Water Resources Board or Department elicited the story told by Dennis Lithicum in his newsletter. They arbitrarily decide to say that anybody who had a well, any farmer, anybody has a well within a mile of a stream, you now have to be regulated by the state because you're probably impacting the water in that stream. They got sued. They knew they were going to lose the lawsuit. So what do? They changed the rules, sort of like PG&E changing the rules. It's just, again, how is any of this fair to you, either the customer or anybody else? Anyway, James continues, says, but then we're all told about disaster preparedness. Really? This is no different, but I wouldn't want it imposed on me. Up to 5 days without power, I've read. $2.5 billion hit to an economy that has issues of its own. Business shutting down, food spoilage, water, sick and elderly. Subject of political debate. We get to watch and wait, I guess. Yeah. We'll see if there's implications of this in California politics. Let's go to Art, who's on the line. Art, good morning. What's on your mind on Freedom Friday today?
Jeff, boy, Oregon has become a state of Democratic-ruled laws and rules, change in policies. And, of course, elections have consequences, and we've had the Democrat Party rule for way too long, and all of these things that are happening to us now are because of that. I mean, I've actually sat in a federal courtroom and had the federal judge ask the AG's office, now, is this according to the real law, or is this the Oregon way, the way you guys do business? And I'm paraphrasing, but you catch my drift. This state does not care about the rule of law, and it starts right at the top.
Well, it does. John Kitzhaber giving us the middle finger, the voters, on the death penalty, just suspending it, and Kate continuing that. And, I mean, just right on down the line, why do you think there's a recall petition on Kate? It's because people are getting it. So let me ask you this question. You've just hit the nail on the head. This state doesn't care about the rule of law because it comes from the top. That's a political ideology. Art, how do we change that?
Well, you got to elect statesmen, not politicians, individuals who have integrity, who have a respect for the rule of law, et cetera, Jeff. I mean, I'm dealing with the state agency, the Oregon Commission for the Blind, that says, hey, you guys can't file a group complaint against us. You got to do it individually. You don't have the right to the First Amendment to speak out as a cohesive body. We can't let you do that because that will make us look bad. It's worse and worse. But the simple fact of the matter is, Jeff, that we have to elect good state officials, but we also have to hold people accountable for their actions to expose their violations to the law. Do you really have how many $100,000 our Attorney General's office has wasted on filing stuff against Trump that they know they're going to lose, but they don't care because it slows down the implementation?
So right about that. It's a travesty. Art, thank you. I got to let you go.
Great day, Deb. Great week.
You bring up an interesting point. All of these are things we know are wrong. We know Ellen Rosenblum and the Oregon Attorney General's office and Kate Brown are going to lose these arguments. They're specious. Trump rarely loses in the courts, especially the high court. They're just wasting money for political ideology. They're just scoring points, or they think they are. Well, all right. How do we change it, I ask Art. We elect people with integrity, people who really want to be servants, but who also have to have a fidelity to the constitutional republic and to the rule of law. And not be like Ellen Rosenblum and not be like Kate Brown and give us the middle finger, which is what they're doing on a whole host of things. And it's not just suspending the death penalty. It's saying, okay, you voters really didn't know what you were doing when you voted 2-1 to say no to illegal alien driver's licenses. We're passing it anyway. You, the stupid voters of this state, don't realize how important it is to have a backdoor sales tax, even though we just voted it down with Measure 97 3 years ago. Now we're going to go ahead and pass one anyway. And then we're going to change the rules in the middle of the game so you can't repeal it or make it almost impossible to repeal it. That's government, folks. At some point, if we can't win elections for the legislature, we need to win elections in the courts. We need to stop putting resources, believe me, my former colleagues in the House are going to hate me for saying this, but the reality is we need to start focusing our attention and our energies on helping good constitutional judges get elected to the Oregon Court of Appeals and the Oregon Supreme Court so we can get justice. So you don't get these rulings like Senator Dennis Lithicum is talking about, where the Oregon Water Resources Department just changed the rules when they saw they were going to lose a lawsuit, and the Oregon Court of Appeals said, okay, no blood, no foul. You really weren't harmed, so your lawsuit gets tossed out. People were harmed. Government can't get away with that. It's not right. It's also not right that Governor Kate Brown, this is out of the Eugene Weekly, says Governor Kate Brown takes no action on the addiction crisis. I've got an interesting point about that that has to do with guns. 648 Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? You can call and talk about anything. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.com.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour, friends. It is Freedom Friday. It's your opportunity to express liberty, your freedom. I give you the freedom to call and talk about anything political you want to talk about. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Betty, I want to say thank you for your great emails. Betty is a former Marion County Commissioner. She has an amazing archive. I mean, amazing archive of political newsletters, of testimony. She did a newsletter starting in 1983 and went through 1991. And she says, recently I decided to read my newsletters again, and I'm shocked at all the information I published as a Republican, as Republican Vicatia, rather, was governor. She's looking for someone to, well, take over her library. She's willing to give it to someone who will use it, take care of it. She's thinking about maybe giving it to Corbin University, I think. She has an amazing amount of stuff. The stuff she writes me is just unbelievable. And this is important. It's important for understanding history. And it's importance in our lives currently today. History repeats itself, right? You gotta know what your history is. And the problem with public education today is history is being taught by leftists, generally speaking, not all by any stretch of the imagination, but so many teachers today have a leftist mentality and a viewpoint. And that's what they're teaching our kids. It's okay to skip school to protest for climate change, to protest against guns. It's okay. That's all right. Rather than teaching them how to do math, how to do science. Yeah. Thank you, Betty. Folks, we all got to stand our ground. You see, all the stuff we've talked about today and what I'm going to share with you next about Kate Brown and her inaction on addiction and how that has an interesting parallel to guns. None of this matters unless you do something with it or about it. I'm quite serious. It's one thing to hear Glenn tell his story, and he's not getting any justice. And he's right. Isn't it sad that he may have to go file a lawsuit, maybe a federal lawsuit? It's the violation of his civil rights because he can't get justice. Why? Because of the politically correct nature of our court system. Because of Kate Brown's laws, her edicts in the land of Kate. None of this matters unless you talk about it with somebody. That's the whole purpose of this radio show. Now, also, none of it matters if Republicans can't use things like what Art talked about. How government bureaucracies, even like the Commission for the Blind, for goodness sakes, establishes rules that are absurd. Unless the political professionals of this state, on our side, figure out that they need to take these issues and emotionalize them at the most basic level, they won't persuade the persuadables when it comes to elections. You want to elect people, like Art said, of high moral character and believe in the rule of law? Well, you better use topics effectively that grab people in their hearts and their souls, and nothing does a better job than that. And talking about how unfair government can be at any level. And it's up to you. Talk about fairness. In the rule of law, everyone is considered equal, right? Justice is blind. But unfortunately, it's not blind when it comes to you and me. because the left has packed the courts. The left, which rules the bureaucracies of this state, where a bureaucracy like the Oregon Water Resources Department just thinks it's okay to change the rules in the middle of the game. And the Oregon courts say, okay, it's fine. We'll let it go. No blood, no foul. It's wrong. It's very wrong. Rebecca, I'm going to get to you in a moment. I want to share with you, friends, a couple of things. First of all, Fred Thompson is a patriot. He fought for this country in Vietnam as a special operator. He believes in liberties, fought for it. He knows the cost. He shares your values. He also shares a desire to help people. He can help make your life better in a lot of ways. He's a New York Life insurance agent. If you're not entirely sure you got enough retirement income, he can help you figure that out. So why don't you give him a call? It's just one of the many things that Fred Thompson can help you do. 503-428-7479. 503-428-7479. I need to go to Rebecca, and then I've got something special I need to end the show with. Rebecca, how are you? Good morning.
Morning. I'm just wanting to let people know that the Republican office is going to have volunteers in the office on Sunday. So people can stop by the office and sign. The office is located at the corner of Hawthorne and Center. You can Google it or DuckDuckGo or whatever. Anyway, I'm going to be collecting signatures outside of Walmart, the South Walmart, on Turner
Today?
Road.
Today?
On Sunday afternoon from 12 to 6.
12 to 6. Rebecca will be at the South Commercial Walmart Sunday, 12 to 6. Folks, go there and sign the petitions. Thank you, Rebecca. Got to let you go. I promised you folks that I would draw the parallel between the story in Eugene Weekly about Kate Brown saying she's going to take action to help people addicted to drugs. And then she puts it off to 2021. But the interesting part of the story in the Eugene Weekly is this. This guy who's in charge of this addiction crisis center, he says this is the single largest public health crisis in Oregon. Seven people a day in Oregon die because our system can't treat them. Seven people a day addicted to drugs. Now think about that. Seven people a day do not die in Oregon due to gun violence. Especially if you take out suicides, don't even come close. But where's all the focus? Taking away your Second Amendment right. Don't you think we ought to be focusing on this? Kate Brown, all talk, no show. Sharon Livingston is a friend of mine, she passed away last night. She had a long history. She worked for Governor Attia in the office. She was a marvelous lady. She was the girlfriend of my former lobby partner and friend, Ted Hughes, the longest serving lobbyist in Oregon's history by far. Pray for her family. Folks, come and join us tomorrow. Stand your ground for your principles of liberty. Sign up at the Oregon Liberty Coalition.com webpage. It's free. Come and celebrate liberty tomorrow. The AIM Gathering of the Eagles event. Make it a great weekend, folks.